Good morning. Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru Horse Racing Podcast. Today's date is Thursday, the 25th of January, and we're going to look at Maidan Horse Racing on Friday, January the 26th. Well, it's an absolutely fantastic card this weekend. Also, we have an absolutely brilliant card on Saturday from the Cape, featuring the Cape Met. That's a Group 1 Cape Met. It's the biggest race day of the year in Cape Town, Kenilworth. And also on Saturday evening, UK time, GMT, we also have the excellent Pegasus World Cup from Gulfstream Park. So I'll try and fit in, on tomorrow I'll try and fit in Jebel Ali, Kenilworth, and we'll go through a couple of races in the Pegasus World Cup. Now, I have spent all week on this Maidan, handicapping Maidan. So tomorrow will just be like, I'll go through the Kenilworth meeting and Jebel Ali and Pegasus meeting. I'll try and cram the three in one podcast. But this is my main focus. We have excellent racing. Finally, the past 2 weeks have been low-key, but this Friday we have top class racing from Maidan. We'll start off with race one, and that's the Arab race. That'll be around 1:30 GMT time. I have a quick look through the Arab race, and I thought numbers 2, 6, 15, and I also thought 12, 16 and 1 had each way placings. So 2, 6 and 15 were my main three, and I thought 12, 16 and 1 were also in with each way chances. Now we'll start off in the UK time, 2:05 Maidan, that's GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. And it's the Group 3 Firebreak Stakes presented by Longines. Now I'll go through the horses I think have a chance. I haven't done every single horse on all of these cards, but I have done a lot. The ones that I think have chances, and if any escape me, my handicapping. Because basically what I do is I just take a quick skim down of the cards, quick look of the form, and look at, sort of pick the best ones I think have got a chance. It's very rarely I miss one out that does come out and win or get placed, but sometimes they do escape me. It's just the way I do it, but hopefully we'll hit lucky this weekend, like the past few weeks of months since Jebel Ali and Maidan started. Right, we'll go through number 2, Echo Point. I'm not going to look at the betting, because the way I handicap, I just don't look at the betting. The betting sort of puts me off. I don't look at any other tipsters. So all of the analysis is my own. All of the handicap ratings are my own. So if anyone wants to start handicapping, I might do a seminar to show you how to handicap races. Now, I can handicap races in the UK, all-weather, turf, flat racing. I can also handicap the jumps, but I just don't even watch the jumps, but I can still handicap those races. I don't need to look at the trainers and stuff like that. But with all of the other flat racing around the world, so I do USA, Maidan, UAE. I don't do Sharjah and Al Ain. I just do Jebel Ali and Maidan. And I do the USA handicapping. I can do buyer ratings. I can transfer buyer ratings to UK ratings. I can transfer the Equibase ratings to UK ratings when their horses run over in Europe. I can transfer the form for use. I can transfer South African form, the merit rating, into UK ratings. I might do a seminar actually one of these days and teach you all how to handicap all the horses from all of these, from different handicap ratings, you know, different countries, UK handicapping, South African merit rating, and I think they've actually started to do merit rating in the UK now. And also the split sectional times is important now. You know, they've been doing split sectionals in South Africa for years. I think they've just started doing it in the UK. I don't do Hong Kong, but my mate does Hong Kong very well. That's James Wiley. I used to do Hong Kong, but I can't find any value. I like value. I like big prices. I can't find any value in Hong Kong. It's the same three or four jockeys that win every race. And the prices, you know, I just can't win anything in that place. So I just gave up. It's not a place you can make a profit on, I think. I don't know why James loves it. But apparently some people love it. So they must be to have an angle to make money from it. But anyway, we'll start off in race two. That's race. If you're looking in the racing post, it'll be the 205. It'll be race one. But actually, if you go onto the Emirates website, what I use, you get much more detail of all the trial races and stuff like that. And they have also, you can handicap from that site as well. But basically, I use my own handicapping methods. Right. So number two, Echo Point. I've got him down as 103, lacks a pace over a mile. Stays 1.4 furlong, maybe try to go out much harder and steal it from the front. Yeah, I thought this one's tactics were he lacks a pace, you know, he's always sort of struggling for pace over this distance. But actually, I thought he might be able to steal it, but I haven't got him down as in my top four. So I think he could, if he wanted, the jockey went harder and done an experiment to see, you know, try to steal five or six lengths, then I maybe he could have a chance, because he hasn't got any pace at the end of the race. Number three, Hypothetical, I got him down as 110, has done 1, 2, 3 in the past, needs a revival, but it's not impossible for this trainer. Number six, Quality Human, needed recent runs. Number seven, Royal Muse, he was lame late. His best form gives this horse a chance, definitely. Number eight, Salim. Now, this was my top rated horse, 116. Prep race over six furlong latest. Jockey is steadily learning the track. I haven't been impressed by Tom Morgan's last race. He should have won on the horse for us last week, and it was a pretty poor ride. Tom Morgan just started the ride Jebel Ali. He did all right at Jebel Ali last Saturday, but I don't think he knows the tracks very well, not like the other jockey. So I thought that was a negative, with him actually taking over from Ben. So, you know, obviously he's a good jockey, top class jockey. He will learn quickly, but he has to learn, because one of the horses he rode last week, it should have absolutely won by five lengths, and he ended up being third, blocked in and everything, so pretty poor. Number nine, Southern Artist, 108, I've gone down. Decent course and distance win, now still improving. Forget recent run, all wrong. That run was all wrong last time. He's coming back to this track, and I expect him to do a lot better. And I've got him on the bottom of my top four. Number 10, The Great Collection. In form, has a class to win, go close. Very decent horses, Grace Collection. Now, if I didn't, Salim might not run, I'm not sure. I heard that he might be took out and raced back over at Jebel Ali. But if he is, I think the Great Collection could be the one. I'm just waiting to see if that number 8 gets taken out of the race. Number 11, Western Sympathy, 114, 120, solid 6-year-old each way at the very least. So I've went 8, 10, 11 and 9. Now, if 8 gets taken out, it'll be 10, 11 and 9 and 2. So it's as it stands now, 8, 10, 11 and 9, that's Salim. If Salim gets taken out, it'll be number 10, The Great Collection, from 11, Western Sympathy, from 9, Southern Artist, and from 2, Echo Point. Now we'll move on to the next race. That's 240 in the UK. That's race 3 on the Emirates website. And this race is the Al Fahidi Fort presented by Longines Group 2 Turf. Now we're back on the turf. Now let's have a look, see what I'm saying. Right, we'll go down from 1 Dania, 127. Cutting back, new lease of life since cutting back to 6-7 furlongs. You remember he won the Alcorns last year. He was an Alcorns winner. Good as ever. Pipped here over 6 furlong by well-conditioned horse. That was Vavotino. Remember, I tipped that Vavotino last week, the other week there. And Dania was just second, but he didn't run to his top rating there. But if Dania runs to his top rating, he's definitely got a win chance here. Number 2, King Gold, Group 1 winner in the frame, 126, top pilot booked. So King Gold, he's a French horse, really decent French sprinter. Number 6, Maud Ban, 120, ran a cracker over a mile, cuts back, no problem, improving. So I think Maud Ban is Tom Marquand, Michael Costa. Second to San Donato. Now San Donato is a very interesting horse. Now he lost his form, but he was thought to be, before he ran as a 2-year-old, he was thought to be, by the Roger Varian, to be one of his best horses he had in a long time, and it just didn't work out that way. I mean, they get problems while they're training, you know, but you know, it's absolutely physical skill, and you know, the way he was made him think he could be a real champion. He didn't quite reach that stripe, but he is coming back now under this who's got him now? I keep thinking of the other American trainer. What's his name? Anyway, we'll find out. I know what his name is. It's got in my head. It escapes me because I keep mixing him up with the Santa Anita trainer. I don't know why it's in my mind. The same two trainers come up in my mind. So anyway, you know what I mean. You know the trainer. I mean, Pat Dobbs rides for him, and he's the number one jockey for Pat Dobbs. He's like a dirt trainer in Maidan. Right. Sort of messed that up. Number 7, Mysterious Knight, given a very high rating in the handicap win last day. It looks surprisingly high. Now, I think he'd probably be the favourite, this Mysterious Knight. But I think that rating he got last time, 117, and he's carrying 9 stone at 14, so that's 131. I can't see that. That was over 7 furlongs, today's race distance. I just think that's really, really high for a handicap race. Even though he beat Nebras passing by 4 length, it just seems a bit high to me. I mean, you can't add, what, say you won by 4 length, you can, that's what, over 7 furlongs, that's 4.3, so it's £12. His last run was a length to Vavotino, and we know Vavotino's come out and won. Vavotino, that he was rated 101 in that race, and suddenly he's beaten Nebras passing by 4 length in a lesser race, 27 grand, and he gets 117. Now I've got a problem with that higher rating, so you know, I think he might be favourite, and he's possibly really working well and everything like that. And I think he'll be strong favourite in this race. And I'm going to have a look at the betting here. Yeah, he's 15-8. But I think that is... I don't agree with that rating at all. I would have to really, really look into it to see if it was correct. But it just seems so high. I thought Daniel was the best horse in that race by a bit, you know. And I know Vavotino was absolutely conditioned to the T last time out. Absolutely conditioned to the T. I mean, he's probably running about 10, 15 pounds higher than his normal rating on the track, you know, in the work. So that Dania, to me, seems the best horse here by a bit. I also like that Real World, you know. So we'll go down, number 8, Real World, 129. 2 average runs, could be working well lately. And Rachel Chief Danger. I think he is working a lot better. And then we've got Vavotino back back against Dania. Now, he was primed last time to the hilt. Is he working the same? He's got a different jockey on as well, so I'm going to give that a little bit of a negative. I think Dania will beat him today, definitely. I think Dania will, number one, Dania will be hard to beat. Seven Mysterious Knight in number eight. So I would go 1-7-8. 1-7-8 and 12. Definitely, I would think Dania would be the one there. But this Mysterious Knight has got me perplexed. He's either showing absolutely top class form at home and he's improved a hell of a lot, or this rating is wrong. So, you know, I wouldn't put you off batting Mysterious Knight. I'm just questioning the numbers. I thought Dania was absolutely solid, nailed on here, 9-2 horse. But I've got to be respectful to this Charlie Attleby and its favourite. So, you're not getting any value back in 15-8, though, are you? But it might win. You know, these types, I think they do win sometimes, a lot of the times. Even though I fancy Dania, I know he's the best horse. For the simple reason that Favortino was absolutely working 15 pounds below, ahead of his mark last time. And he can't keep that up, surely, unless he's in a real good form cycle. So go for number 1, Dania. Number 7, Mysterious Knight. Number 8, Real World. I think that Real World is going to run a real good race today. I've been disappointed with him. He's sort of one paced, but I think he's showing a lot more at home, and his speed work's getting a lot better, so I think he could be surprised as well. And Favortino, if he can run like he did last time, I can't see horses that running 15 pound above their thing keeping that up, work rate up for two races in a row, unless they're in a massive top form cycle. And I just go against them, me, because 9 times out of 10 they'll lose after you know that they've been prepped and conditioned 100% for the last race and bet they had a lot of money on the horse. I think this could be a pipe down, you know, for if you keep them going like this, it's just they won't train on, you know, they won't be 7-year-olds, put it that way. But there's another thing, they're 6-year-olds, you've got to get the most out of them. So it's 6 2/3, isn't it, really? So you can't leave them out. I've just put them on the bottom, Favortino. So I've done 1, 7, 8, and 12. That's my 4 for the exotics. Right, we're back on the dirt race 4, group 3. It's the Al Shindaga Sprint presented by Longines. Right, number 2, Colour Up. I've got 114, Place Chance. Number 3, Freedom Fighter, 9,820 best, needs to spark a revival. Number 4, Laurel River. He's a 139 horse at Santa Anita, 7 furlongs. Off for 516 days. He's absolutely class act of this race, so you've got to watch the markets. I don't know what price he will be. What price will he be? We'll have a Laurel River. He's a favourite, 11-10. Now, I know he's a favourite in that, but he's never been on this track before. Ty O'Shea takes a ride. He is top class in the US. He has a much higher rating, but I still think Colour Up second favourite. I can't have that myself, no way. I've gone for number 8. What's number 8? Rawi, 10-1. Rawi, I've got him at 1-2-4. Goes equally as well here as at Jebel Ali and looks to be incoming top form cycle danger. Now, I think Rawi was just starting to come into form, and he won easily at Jebel Ali last time, beating Al Tariq. Al Tariq come out and won, but he has run some really good races in this type of class, that Rawi. He beat Colour Up on January 23, off 110, that's 124. I think he done 97 last time, but I think his cycle's going up, and I think he will hit that 110 once again here, 124. And I don't think this this Laurel River can do a 124, even though it's a 139 in the States on this track. I just can't see it. I just can't see. I think you'd drift myself. But I think this 10-1 Ferrari is a good bet for us. I went 8-7-2-4. So eight, what number is 7? Muhib. Let's have a look at Muhib. 122 over course and distance. Steadily improving over course and distance. Last season, if 100 plus today, could pop up and go close. Now, I think this Muhib could be the danger. He has done some good work on this track. He beat Tuz last year. He goes well at Jebel Ali. He also goes well at this track. So he's I like horses that go well at Jebel Ali and the Maidan Dirt. That you got to stick with those type of horses. I think Leading Spirit is okay. 114, I think he's got the same chance as Colour Up. I don't know why Colour Up is the second favourite. He hasn't got that big of a rating. So I went for 8-7-2-4. So Colour Up, I've got him in third. And Laurel River, I've got him in fourth. But the two main ones, I think, here today is number 8, Rawi, and number 7, Muhib. And they're much better prices. Right, we'll go to race 5. This is the 5 furlong group 2. The Blue Point Sprint presented by Longines. Right, number 1, Clarendon House. I've got 128 all weather. Inform UK, 114 on turf. Number 2, Emirati Yama, back to form at Ascot. 5 furlong is a 123 turf horse. Number 4, Equilateral, 122 best. Average run latest, draw concerns once again. I like Equilateral, but it didn't run very well last time when I tipped him. Number 5, Logo Hunter, 117. Needs to run to best on season debut. Number 6, Pontos, 120 plus. Improver, won over course and distance. I've got him down as a fine chance today. Number 7, Tajala, 114 plus. 4-year-old improver, good chance. That's number 7, Tajala. Number 8, Thunder of Niagara, 116. Could surprise if breaks well. And Jotty can get on the pace early. I thought that had a decent chance if he got on the pace early, because he does finish. Number 13, Star of Mystery. I've got him on 123 plus. Cutting back, not ideal. Average draw, but best horse in the race off at 8-5. So number 13... I will now look at the prices, because I haven't seen the prices yet. Store of Mystery. So that's Barcelona and Charlie Appleby. So he was over 6 furlongs last time and he's now over 5 furlongs. But he was so impressive, wasn't he? Yeah. 123 here. So I've went number 13, 7, that's Tajala, 6, that's Pontos, and 8, Thunder of Niagara. So I've went for 13, Star of Mystery. I think he'd be favourite, but I think he does start slow, but he absolutely finishes like an absolute train. Just so much class on that finish. And that's the time to use that sort of pace right at the end of the race, because you just sort of went past them if they were standing still. So I think Star of Mystery will win. And then we've got 13, that's Star of Mystery, 7, 6 and 8 for your exotics. Now we'll go into the next race. This is race 6. We'll have a look at the name of the race. It's the Al Maktoum Challenge, presented by Longines, the Group 1. Right, so this is the best race of the day, obviously. It's a Longines Group 1. Absolutely cracking race, folks. Right, number 8, Made in Dubai, 114 plus. 5-year-old improve a big step up in class, but looks capable sort. Number 1, Athletico El Cuano, 122. No stranger to this class. Finishes fast, but draw a negative for his style of his chances. I didn't like the draw, but I like the horse. Number 2, Celtic Prince, 115 due a good run. Looks to have been prepping the last twice. Could be a surprise packer today. A 9-year-old could run best race of the year today. Now, I think he's a decent each-way bet, that number two, Celtic Prince. And I actually, even though there's better horses in this race, because we're back on the dirt, I think Celtic Prince could run well. Even though he hasn't got the best rating, I've got him to win, number two. What else have I got? Number three, Clapton, 128 USA. Big danger if he handles the track. So Clapton is obviously the best horse, number three. Number four, Desert Wisdom, 114 each way type. Number five, Ever Fast, 118, best each way sort. Number six, First Constitution, 121, could lead and surprise. First Constitution, there's another one that could surprise us. Number 10, 114, and number 9, 122. So I've went for 2, 8, 6, 1, 9. I would include all 5 in your exotics in this race. It's a very, very tricky dirt race of Group 1. But I do think this Celtic Prince is not the best rated. But this trainer can get them ready and condition them to run way above their rating. So that's why I'm taking Celtic Prince. I think he should be around 25-1. And I like these type of horses and trainers. Right, race 7. This is the Jebel Hatter, Group 1 on the turf. Measured time 131, the Group 2 Al Rashida. Easily, but this race has, yes, a measured time 130 plus, won the Group 2 Al Rashida easily. Then this race was earmarked immediately after that win. Number 9 Mord, 139, returns to action, is high class. After just missing out on the Breeders' Cup turf, serious racehorse. Number 5 San Donato, we've talked about him before, 124, back to form, Group 2 type. Tip by me. He faces another stiff test, but as I say, he was thought to be world class. Number 6 Spirit Dancer, 133, won in Feilstein and Bahrain, Group 2. Needs more here, but is classy. So I've went for 7 measured time to win. Number 9 it comes second, that's Moj. Number 5 San Donato third, and number 6 Spirit Dancer on the bottom. So it's 7, 9, 5, 6. So the winner here I've got is measured time. Race 8 UAA 2000 Guineas 1 mile dirt. Number 1 Oasis Boy, Argentinian dirt bred winner. Don't know much about him. Number 2 Quantier, 119, stepping up another furlong, possibly another improving run. Tough to beat, so I think he'll win. Quantier, have I got him down as yes, number 2 to win. 3 Killer Contract, 120, improving, danger to wall, so 2 and 3 is my top 2. Number 8 Turgeman, 115 at Jebel Ali, type to transfer Jebel Ali form to Maidan. So I went for 2, 3, 8, 1, so 2 is Quantier the winner for me, and my danger is 3 Killer Contract. Race 9, I'll quickly go through this handicap. I've got 1 on 122, 2 on 122, 3 on 117, 4 on 124, 5 on 109, 6 on 117, 7 on 114 plus, so you can eke more, 8 on 102, 9 on 95, 10 on 119. So I went for, this is the numbers in the handicap, write them down, number 4, 1, 2 and 9 in the last race. So we just play the numbers 4, 1, 2 and 9 in race 9. That's a 1 mile 6 furlong handicap. I just handicapped, pure handicapping, and obviously got the best ones for this track, what would handle it, and I came out with 4, 1, 2 and 10. Right, that's it for me, Dan. I'll be back as soon as I can, and we'll have tip for the big Met meeting at Kenilworth on Saturday. We'll have Jebel Ali tips. We'll go quickly through them, and then we'll have a look at the Pegasus Cup races in the States, and that'll be tomorrow's podcast, Friday for Saturday. So this is going out now on Thursday, and it's for Friday, so you should have plenty of time. And that's it from the Flat Racing Guru, Stefan Notti, signing out.